What's up, everybody? This is PB&J here, our very first podcast, which we are super excited about.
Episode one. Season one, episode one. This is our pilot podcast.
It's going to be a lot better than the Star Wars episode one. But anyways, this is what we're doing. This is going to be a lot of fun for us and hopefully for you guys, too.
Yeah, just want to give you our perspective. Like I said, everybody's got an opinion, and we'd love to give you ours. Just got a lot of stuff we want to talk about, and it's going to be weekly. And yes. Hope you guys enjoy it. If you like peanut butter and jelly, you should like this too.
That's right. Well, speaking of peanut butter and jelly, what is your favorite kind of peanut butter?
Favorite kind of peanut butter. There's a lot of good peanut butter out there. When I first got married, it was the cheapest peanut butter. But now that I don't have to just buy the cheapest, I'm going to say that I'm a huge Jif fan. Jif or Skippy?
Skippy.
Oh, Skippy peanut really? Butter. Not everybody likes Jif. There's some Peter Pan fans out there.
What about you? I am a Peter Pan fan. I like Peter Pan creamy peanut butter.
So you're creamy peanut butter, not a crunchy fan.
Not a crunchy guy. I'm a creamy guy.
See, we're opposites. I'm not against Peter Pan. It's not my first choice, but I'm a crunchy peanut butter guy. So
I'm a creamy guy.
Which Peter Pan, if not mistaken, your hometown is where they do a lot of manufacturing, right?
Yes, they do. There's nothing better than waking up and smelling fresh, honey-roasted Peter Pan peanut butter being made right there in Sylvester, Georgia.
Yeah, so you'd wake up and have the smell of peanut butter besides having the smell of Rainier. Or when you wake up, that's what I used to wake up to. Sometimes the air would get just right. You knew that Rainier was working good when you would walk outside.
Yes, it's definitely a different smell waking up and smelling that as opposed to peanut butter.
But we are thankful for Rainier.
Yes, we are.
Now Intrafor, we're thankful for them.
And we're also thankful for peanut butter.
Exactly. So for those of you who are just tuning in and don't have a clue who we are, I am Jordan Ball. I'm the student pastor at the Baxley Church of God. And I've been here for a little over 2 years working towards year number three. That'll happen here in September. I was here before. And working with kids ministry, went away to the Savannah area for almost 5 years, came back, and I've been back almost three. But now I'm not in a kids role, I'm in a youth role. I love it. And partner in crime here right beside me is working with kids.
Yes, I'm Buddy Crenshaw, and I've been here now a little over a year, and just absolutely loving it. Love kids ministry. It's a great time. I've worked in both kids and youth over the years. I've been doing ministry now for about 14 years, and often at different places and different things, and experienced a lot and just having a great time. Love doing ministry.
Yeah, the gray that's starting to show through your beard is it's showing you've been in ministry a while.
It's very telling.
I'm getting a little bit myself, but yeah, so that's what we do. That's who we are. Just want to share our thoughts with you, talk about some cool stuff that's been going on. I know you're probably at home. Some of you may still be in quarantine or stay at home orders, things like that. But we're going to move on to our next segment, a get to know me segment.
It will be completely rapid fire. You guys are going to enjoy this.
Yeah, if we ever have a special guest and when we bring them in, we're going to rapid fire them because you get the best answers off the top of your head. So we're going to enter that segment, and I'm going to go ahead and start it with Pastor Buddy right now. A few questions for you right here, and I'm going to see how you answer these. It's still a part of the get to know me, so
okay.
Just be ready for it. All right,
let's do this.
I'm gonna make it simple. I don't want to put you too much on the spot. We're gonna make it simple though. All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, what type of movies do you like?
Action
movies. What is your favorite action movie?
Rocky.
What is
Rocky 4?
Yeah, there's only 12 of those. Mm-hmm. And Rambo's too. Who's your favorite actor?
Kevin James, actually.
All right, and what's the last movie you saw?
I watched a movie the other night on Netflix called The Reliant. Okay. With Kevin Sorbo, which is a Christian movie. It's a great movie.
Cool. All right. So
A
little cheesy. So some of the Christian movies can be, but yes, they always end in a good message. So that's why we watch them.
You don't have to worry about the content.
99.99% of the time, they're going to be family friendly no matter what. So all right, I think fair is fair if you want to.
All right, are you
rapid
ready?
Rapid fire. Right back at me.
Are you ready for yours?
Go for it.
I think we're going to do food.
Food?
Food.
I was hoping you'd make it easy and go back to movies, but all right.
Nope, you already know those questions.
Food it is. I was
rapid
ready for
fire.
That.
Here we go. All right. What is your favorite thing to cook?
Favorite thing to cook. good old-fashioned steak on the grill.
Good old-fashioned. Now, question. Dale's or Worcestershire?
Yeah, nobody can pronounce that, so yeah. You say Worcester. If you grew up where I grew up, it's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, one of those two.
Yeah.
I'm a Dale's fan.
Dale's fan. All right.
Yeah.
How do you usually find good restaurants?
By playing the never-ending game of, hey, sweetheart, where do you want to eat? A good restaurant is one my wife picks.
You know, I seen a post the other day where a guy was like, I finally found the perfect restaurant. Somebody named the restaurant. I don't know.
Where you want to eat?
I don't know. It's the perfect restaurant.
So women have this code, right, that guys cannot crack. I read a post the other day. A woman put out, she said, men have finally, my husband has finally cracked the code that I didn't know I had. He got in the car, started driving, and instead of asking, where do you want to eat? He asks her, he says, hey, I bet you'll never guess where I'm about to take you. And she says, you're going to take me to Olive Garden. He says, you're exactly right.
Oh.
So whatever answer his wife gave, he said, babe, you got it right. That's where I'm taking you. So there is a way, men out there who are listening, there is a way to crack the code.
That man deserves a trophy.
That man deserves a trophy. We're going to give him a
All right, here's your next question. Award. Are you ready? Because we kind of got off on a tangent. What weird foods have you tried?
What weird foods have I tried? I have one time, and I didn't really know it. I thought they were just cooking some sausages and throwing some mustard on them out there and eating a good old sausage dog. But it was actually a reptile that I'm not a fan of. To me, the best kind of snake's a dead snake.
Oh, yes.
But anyways, yes. So
yes. No, mm-mm.
Let me throw it back on you. What about you? Because I know you've done some overseas traveling and some experience. What about you with the food?
Yes. Well, one of the craziest things I've tried, and it is extremely good, and I'm hoping I'm nailing this, but in Peru, they have a fruit there that is only grown there, and I believe the locals call it snot root, would be the English translation. But it's very good. It tastes kind of like a custard. It's very tasty, very tasty.
It doesn't sound inviting, but
I'll tell you one thing I want to try, and it's really crazy. My cousin, who is a missionary in Nicaragua, he was telling me about some stuff they do down there, and they actually go iguana hunting, and they eat iguana, and he said it tastes very much like chicken.
Hmm.
But doesn't everything taste like chicken?
Not Chick-fil-A chicken, but yes.
You're right.
Yeah. It has its own blessing. Then.
But
we're going to, yeah. Now, I will say this, about 2 years ago, for the very first time, I tried crawfish.
Really?
And needless to say, if you want to invite me over for a good crawfish bowl, I will not fight you on it.
I've never tried crawfish.
It's not as bad as it sounds. Really? It's actually quite good. So we've heard a lot lately about coronavirus, the word coronavirus, COVID-19, quarantine, stay at home, all this stuff.
The Rona.
Yeah, the Rona. The Rona. We've seen some churches get creative and say Corona Bigona.
Or if you're like me in my house in the quarantine, every time you cough or sneeze because we have allergies, my youngest daughter says, you got the Rona?
Yeah, well, yeah. My 3-year-old looked at me the other day and she said, Daddy, you got the coronavirus? I said, no, baby, I don't have the coronavirus. But anyways, we see some people shine through this. And I was looking at a few news stories of people that are handling this well. And you actually showed me earlier a video of an actor that we actually mentioned earlier in Kevin James, which, listen, I love me some Kevin James. He is he's just a funny guy all around.
Oh, yeah.
Great movies. And just
good movies, like, you know, Paul Blart's one of my favorite comedies. Many movies that he does, but Kevin James has, I guess, during quarantine, he's not really been sitting around doing nothing. He's been making many movies, and they are absolutely hilarious. He just released a movie, I believe, this past week that was about the quarantine, and just kind of shines a little light on it and has a little fun with it and all the lockdowns and the rules that we're supposed to follow with social distancing, you know, no handshakes.
Yeah.
Which when you're an extrovert and it's you're a people person.
Quite difficult.
It's hard not to shake someone's hand or things of that nature. And just shout out to Kevin James. Great job on your mini movies. They are hilarious.
Keep them up.
Keep them up, man. I'm enjoying them.
Yeah, I watched two or three of them right there, now.
Go to YouTube, check them out, subscribe to his page. Like, he's funny. Funny guy. But you were also telling me about a guy who, I guess you were saying he helps take care of his grandmother?
Well, this guy by the name of Matthew Stewart. I heard a story about him on the news. He has an 87-year-old grandma, Grandma Bobby, that's what they call her.
Grandma Bobby.
Grandma Bobby.
Shout out to Grandma Bobby.
Yeah, Grandma Bobby. And what happened is he has been taking her pretty much every week to the salon, and she'd get her hair done and fixed and all that good stuff. And he's been doing this for a while, like a good grandson should. If your grandma is still in your life, call her right now. Tell her how much you love her. Go spend some time with her. But what he was doing is taking her to the salon, you know, every week, like I said, getting her hair done and all. And, well, quarantine happens. You know, COVID-19 comes in, and everybody has to stay at home. She can't go. So what he decides to do is he starts getting on TikTok, and he's filming these videos with his grandma, just sharing their experiences together, hanging out, laughing. He gets up to 1 million followers now on TikTok.
Wow.
And says, hey, my grandma can't go to the salon. I've been taking her. I'm going to do her hair. And so he starts asking for a few tips, and then you realize the whole time he's been taking her to the salon, he's been watching the stylist. He's picking up a few things here and there, how to use the curling iron just right, how to do this, how to do that. And so he decides he's giving his grandma a makeover. And so as any loving grandma, whether she thinks it's going to be a failure or success, she cheers him on and says, all right, go for it. So they do this video about it. When you read the story, it says she was kind of getting down. Matthew says she's getting a little depressed because she didn't have her usual salon day. So I figured I would try it out and see if I could maybe help her out a little bit and make her day. And I think that's exactly awesome. What he did. His grandma said, you know, after he washed my hair, blow dried it, styled it, Grandma Bobby said her grandson did a great job, fixed her hair up real nice. I'm going to go ahead and say, look, you just won Grandson of the Year. So if you were going for that title, it's time to step it up. You got a lot left in 2020, but you want to go ahead and get to work because old Matthew Stewart has taken the lead on that and really went out above and beyond for grandma, and he deserves our quarantine award.
There's one thing definitely about it, old Matthew there. If he has any cousins or brothers or sisters, they better step up.
Oh, he's
their
favorite.
Game. He's the favorite.
He's the favorite. Everybody else has been taken out of the wheel.
He's definitely getting everything in the wheel.
Yeah, everything. Everybody else has been taken out. It's all going to Matthew right now.
Do you think your grandmother will let you cut her hair?
No.
Yeah, mine neither.
No, I don't think that would happen. But I did help give her a perm one time.
Oh.
And you could smell that thing from about 6 miles away.
Quarantine award, definitely Matthew Stewart.
Want to let you guys know, I'm not sure where you're listening to this podcast from. I want to remind you that you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, BaxleyCOG.com, and the Baxley Church of God app.
Yes.
Most podcasts you listen to say, hey, hold on just a second. Let's pay some bills and play some sponsor ads. But we're not going to say that because we have no bills to pay.
We have no sponsors.
And we have no sponsors.
But listen, if you want to sponsor,
we're not going
to
stop
you. More than glad to let you sponsor, and we'll throw a commercial in here for you. Right?
We'll throw two commercials in.
Two commercials. Sponsor enough? Three commercials. We'll go with it.
So, last segment we want to talk to you guys about, kind of call it our rough segment.
Our rough.
RUF. Random, useless facts, whatever you want to call it, stuff. But some random and useless facts. And we've got a few here. We're full of random useless facts. I'm full of questions that will just leave you questioning life and wondering why things happen. Kind of the old, why do we park on driveways and drive on parkways?
Yes.
I still don't get that one, but hey, it is what it is. Why do banks leave the safe door open but chain the pins down to the desk?
Why do we have fingertips and not toe tips?
See, I'm going to stay up at night thinking about that, so yes. I appreciate it.
Kind of things.
But we have a few random facts we're going to leave you with. I think Pastor Buddy's got two or three he's going to leave you with. I'll leave you with some as well. Go ahead and take it away there.
This is a great one for the time we live in. Did you know that cell phones carry 10 times more bacteria than a toilet seat?
And that's why people are buying phone soap like crazy.
Like crazy.
Also, being that sports not being around right now, And that's funny. We've got somebody in the background. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but as soon as you said that about the phone, went and grabbed some hand sanitizer,
sort of
grabbed their phone and started cleaning it because your phone is dirty.
It puts a whole new meaning to the word potty mouth.
Yeah, exactly. And that, yeah, exactly. Anyways, football, hopefully, we are hoping and believing that football is going to be back.
Oh, I hope so.
It's going to be, it will definitely put a bright spot on 2020 if that happens. But
any sports.
Speaking of football, if you're a Nebraska Cornhusker fan, you may know this, but when the University of Nebraska plays football at home, their football stadium becomes the state's third largest city.
Really?
Random, useless, but that something is, for you to think about.
Here's one for you. You've heard the saying, well, I look like a potato. But did you know that humans, that a human has fewer chromosomes than a potato? Potatoes have more chromosomes than humans do.
I did enough in class to pass the test about chromosomes, and I have forgotten everything else I learned. All right, we all know that snails are slow, right?
Yes.
How lazy are they? A snail can sleep for up to 3 years.
3 years?
And if you like sleeping in, and reincarnation is for you,
that's what you want to come.
You want to come back as a snail.
I can't sleep past 5 hours most nights. Couldn't imagine sleeping 3 years.
Well, you have three girls.
And one likes to wake up early.
Exactly.
Did you know that Japan has the most vending machines per capita? A staggering one vending machine per 23 people.
All right, my final random useless fact for you, buddy. Here it is. Your own dead skin cells make up the majority of the dust in your house. Because every time you touch something, you let off dead skin cells from it. So next time you talk about dust bunnies, you're pretty much talking about yourself.
So every time we dust, we lose a little piece of us.
Every time you touch something, yeah.
Yeah.
And that dust in your house that's everywhere, it's not sure how it gets on the ceiling fan, but a large majority of the dust in your house is because of you.
So, wow.
That is all we got for the rough segment. We know these facts probably will not make your life any better or raise your IQ, but maybe it got you thinking about something you probably have not thought about before.
Definitely.
Want to remind you, you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, BaxleyCOG.com, and the Baxley Church of God app if you have not downloaded that. Also, we'll probably be putting this out on social media, different places as well. But share it. Hope you enjoy it.
Yes. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you guys tune in next week because we'll be going in for episode dose.
Episode dose, and we're going to have a special guest next week that'll
right,
join
we're
us.
We're going to bring in a guest.
We're going to rapid fire.
Or to be interesting.
With these guests. So, hey, we hope you're enjoying your time in quarantine. If you're wondering what to do, some great advice is get back to being a family. Hang out with your family, with your kids. Do something with them. And if you're our grandson or a granddaughter and you're listening, go be like Matthew Stewart.
Don't cut their hair while they're sleeping.
It'll make sure they know what's happening. But thanks you guys for tuning in. It's PB&J.
Peace out.